views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Show. I'm Bree.
And I am Stephanie.
And we're going to do something different today. Actually, I say every time we're going to do something different. And what we're going to do is talk about the mirroring effect and why it affects each other and us. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I want people to understand when we have the mirror effect is that we have things that will irritate us about other people. Mm-hmm. And we go, why is it irritating us?
Right.
And so maybe you can explain a little bit.
Well, what, can you hear those dogs? They're going crazy.
Live from home. What can you say?
They like what we're talking about.
Okay.
For me is if you see something, I know it's kind of hard to, you got a visitor?
I have no idea, but we're just going to keep talking.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, for me it is if you are seeing something that you don't like, someone acting like it is mirroring, because you have that inside of you to be that way too.
Right. So what if somebody sees something in you that you've healed and they're facing it?
Oh.
I know.
So if I've healed something inside of myself,
mm-hmm.
and someone else is seeing it come out in me, or?
They recognize that you've healed this in you.
Oh, well.
And it's something they have to heal. What do they have to do, you think?
I guess I'm not understanding your question. If I've healed it and they know that I've healed it,
mm-hmm.
and are you asking if they're starting to heal from my healing? I'm not understanding
okay.
your question.
I'm sorry. No, and that's fine. And that's what mm-hmm. we're here to do is
mm-hmm.
teach.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing is I had somebody that I kept irritating.
Okay.
And I checked to make sure, is it me? What's going on?
No. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So then I finally brought it up to this student I had, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, something about me really irritates you.
Right.
Let's try to figure this out.
Uh-huh.
Well, after months, she realized it was something that I have already healed that I've been talking about.
Right.
That was mirroring back to her.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So when we're mirroring
mm-hmm.
for someone,
mm-hmm.
it actually can be a really healthy thing for all of us.
Yeah.
Because we can see that... We need to face the facts of what we need to heal.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And go forward.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? So when you have somebody that you've been working with for months, and all of a sudden this revelation comes over them, they're saying it's an aha moment.
Right.
You know, they got it.
Right.
Now they have their way of having to heal.
Exactly.
And once exactly. they heal that and embrace it and mm-hmm. not be afraid of it.
Right.
Then what happens?
Then their vibration goes up.
No kidding. And right now, we really want the vibration to raise.
Exactly.
We're in the fifth dimension,
mm-hmm.
the golden ages.
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Yep.
A lot of us made it. We're in our light bodies,
mm-hmm.
which is really kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the weight can come up, be released.
Right.
The protection that we put on ourselves, no matter what we use,
mm-hmm.
can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether it be food, whether it be smoking, whether it be whatever we're using for protection,
right.
that can go.
Right.
And so, like with me, all of a sudden, I started noticing different things were happening with me.
Right.
And then I had a dream at night.
Uh-huh.
I was going, what? And it was things I was holding on to in this lifetime also that other people are marrying. So, like, the dishes not being done.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't think that would affect somebody, right?
No.
Oh, in sleep state, they showed me how it was affecting me.
Right.
And so if I saw it at somebody else's house, I would go, okay, right? But then I come home, and I would check to see if my dishes were done at home.
Right, because you were at someone else's house and going, oh, okay, is my stuff done?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so mirroring, that also can help you travel into the further dimensions of what you are. and who you are and what you are.
Wow.
Yeah. So mirroring, it's just not about looking at somebody and saying, okay, I see that in them. I have to fix it
within myself.
But it's also things that can activate in you.
Right. Being acknowledged, that you're acknowledging it.
Right.
Can activate. It's always about acknowledging it.
Right.
If you don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Well, it is going to keep coming back to you no matter what.
Yeah.
Until you do.
Right. Yeah. Right.
The sooner you get rid of it, not rid of it, but embrace it and let go, then yes.
Right.
But the mirror effect is every day.
Oh, when is it?
Right. Right. Do you protect yourself from a mirror effect?
I don't.
No.
Why are you going to run from something that you know that can help you advance in your own life, in your own spiritual life also?
Mm-hmm. Now, what about someone coming after you and saying, you're doing this and you're doing that?
Uh-huh.
And they are not seeing it within themselves.
Right.
Now, how can you help them to see it in themselves?
Oh, I've gone through that.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, you're the one that taught me this.
Right.
How to protect myself.
So, when I'm finding people that are doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I step back.
Mm-hmm.
I calm myself down.
Right.
Because, you know, we can all get a little upset once in a while, right?
Right.
And, let them just go through what they have to go through.
Uh-huh.
And then while they're going through it, they'll eventually figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push them to know that it's not you anymore.
Well, what it brings up in me is, protecting you and putting the mirrors around and reflecting out the mirrors. Does that not help people to see
themselves?
Themselves.
Yes.
So that is a great tool to have.
Right.
Especially, what if people are still blaming you for something that you've already fixed in yourself? Is that saying they haven't fixed it within themselves?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But how do you respond to that? I mean,
I've been very honest and said, you know, I've worked on that.
Right.
This is what I've done.
Uh-huh.
And it's something you need to work on.
Right. Right. Sometimes it's really hard to get those people, but at least a seed is being planted.
Right.
For them to.
And so when the seed is being planted, it doesn't matter if it's months later.
Right.
It still comes out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So no matter what, if I'm upset or whatever, I'm able to say, okay, this is done.
Mm-hmm.
And now it goes forward.
Right. Right.
But sometimes I have to let those people go out of my life.
Yes.
And now, a lot of us are losing friends and families.
And families,
You know, out of our lives.
Yeah.
It's not that they're leaving the planet. It's just that they're no longer resonate with us. So what do we do about that? Because of the mirror effect on that also.
I have a very, I have an example for that because I have a brother that I don't, I love very deeply. But I have no contact with him. And, but it's so much easier to love him from afar because he has so much work to do in himself. So even being with him was stressful for me, and I had to let it go because it wasn't changing for him, his attitude, his way of thinking. So it's easier to love him from afar.
Right.
But, I'm still hoping, someday that we can embrace each other's.
Well, and I have a family member, same thing, you know that.
Yeah.
And we mirror each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's that mirror effect that is where you can't solve it, it's better that it's not a disconnect. You're not letting go of them.
No.
But it's better that you stay away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to always be right.
Right.
The family member is not going to always be right.
Yep.
But what's right for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, we're having to let people go right now.
I'm definitely holding the love for him.
Good.
For sure. I mean, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just thinking about him, I'm sending him my love.
Right.
Even though I choose not to be present face to face with him.
Right.
I am still, because I don't believe he would even understand that if I was standing face to face with him.
And that's kind of sad, but you never know what happens.
Oh, exactly.
Can shift.
Oh, yeah.
And
he could have an aha moment right now.
Mm-hmm. And the next day.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't understand all the stuff you were doing and what you've been trying to say this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I understand it. And
yes.
Probably took a big you know, mm-hmm. 12 by 12 mirror, you mm-hmm. know, 12 foot by 12 foot mirror.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So mirroring yourself is a good thing for some things. And then other times it's not, because if you mirror yourself, you're going to protect yourself from things you can learn.
Right.
And that's what worries me, because people take shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be part of our show today
yeah.
on learning.
Yes.
And if they take those shortcuts, what are they going to get out of taking it?
They're not going to get the full story or the full details of what they're trying to learn.
Right. So today, as we're starting out kind of slow on the mirroring effect, mm-hmm. you know, this is what we need to do. And we're explaining step by step by step.
Right.
And in the next segment, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about why we shouldn't mirror ourselves.
Right. Okay.
And it's not always protection. Mm-hmm. It's always so we can see what we need to learn right. and change about right. ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, I have some great stories on some friends that
uh-huh.
have, oh, I understand your mirror effect and what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's changed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So love this topic.
Yeah. So we're going to do more and more of this in the further segment. I'm going to have people call in if you'd like to call in today. 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Stephanie and I will answer any questions if you'd like to be involved. And so, but the one thing I want people to know, that we all are a mirror for each other.
Yes.
I yep. mean, look, the way we met, we ended up mirroring each other's things.
Yes.
And we ended up working together.
Yep.
And working
mm-hmm.
on our problems and stuff. Yep. And look what we're doing today.
Right.
So we're going to take a short commercial break. And we'll be right back. More of the Mirroring Effect and the Silver Guy Show.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Stephanie, you're going to talk to us about friends of yours.
Well, I have a friend that that had taken up drinking.
Uh-huh.
And they knew that they were drinking too much, but nothing had changed. And then she got a boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And she noticed in her boyfriend how much he was drinking and how it was bothering her. And how she had to look at herself and come to this conclusion that, oh, I've been drinking too much. This is why I am seeing it in him. And now she does not, because of the mirror effect.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So that, you know, for him... for her to see that, you know, all his drinking and what it was doing to his personality.
Uh-huh.
And it finally, you know, she looked at herself and said, wow, I am doing the same thing. And I don't even like myself for doing it. I don't care for him doing it. So she changed.
Okay. So what happened with that then?
She no longer drinks that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was able to learn from that then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great lesson for her because, you know, she slowed down on her drinking. She
uh-huh.
didn't have a drinking problem.
Right.
She just knew she was abusing it in herself.
Mm-hmm.
But she really didn't know it until the boyfriend that came into her life.
Okay.
And saw how much he was drinking, mm-hmm. that it mirrored her and went, oh, I'm doing the same thing.
And so what was she able to get out of that then? What did she do with it, the information she got?
She worked on herself.
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, you know, when you're seeing somebody that are, you know, drinking too much,
mm-hmm.
you know, you feel for them and you want them to change. But when you're also the drinker and you're seeing it and how it really affects you, you know, it's great to see those people with their eyes open and go, oh, now I get what you mean by mirror effect. People were seeing her that way.
Right.
And now, you know, they brought this man in her life so she could see it in herself.
And that's very true because there's so many things that people come in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for me right now, we're doing construction in my home.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Remodeling,
mm-hmm.
make things grounded for myself. So when I look outside, I'm in the city.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm walking into my house and it's more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, finally. I feel like, you know, I have curtains that are going to come like the redwood forest and stuff like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And is that also, could that be a mirroring effect when you walk out your door to what you really don't want in your life?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it has been for me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, I don't live in another state, in the country, right? Up in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take a Victorian home and turn it into a log cabin, which I thought of, you know?
Uh-huh.
And but it wasn't what I needed.
Right.
No,
right.
I don't need the log cabin, but mm-hmm. I need the inside of my house to be serenity for me
mm-hmm.
and where I'm grounded. And the one thing, and I'm going to get to this real quick, is the foundation of our floor is where we need to start.
Right.
And this is part of the mirroring effect also.
Uh-huh.
So when we start a foundation in our spiritual life or in our personal life, period,
mm-hmm.
you have to start with the foundation like you're building a house.
Right.
The floor is Gaia.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're going up, you have to have, before you even start going even a quarter of the way up.
Right.
You need to make sure that your foundation is exactly what you need. And if the foundation is not correct, nothing
mm-hmm.
will work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start working layer by layer by layer by layer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you're looking down at your floors,
mm-hmm.
it's mirroring back who you really are.
Right.
And what you're really about.
Mm-hmm.
And laying down the tile and everything we've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it. I'm going, wow, this is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
The solidness.
Right.
Of what I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I want to look like the house across the street? No.
Mm-hmm.
I need it to be me.
Yes.
So when somebody comes in and you came in today,
right.
and you saw it.
Yeah.
And it's a big change. And it shows you how much I'm having to do to work on myself even now.
Right. Right.
You know, everything. So karma is over.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
everybody says, well, karma's going to get them. Well, no, that's not how it works no more.
No.
You know, that's been over. We're all living in the fifth dimension now. Mm-hmm. And with mirroring what we're mirroring for other people,
right,
is our past life stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, and it's not always past life, it's this life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do they want to honestly heal from that? So, the one thing I suggest that I've told people, go look in a mirror at yourself.
Uh-huh.
And really look at your eyes and really concentrate and see what your own eyes are telling you.
That's a great, great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, my friend Teresa just said that to me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. About looking at the eyes and seeing
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, that's a great thing. So, okay, so if you don't build, if you use shortcuts to build on yourself and that foundation that you were talking of, that solid foundation.
Right.
And if you cheat in that foundation.
Forget it.
You know, you could be held up for a long time,
right.
But eventually there's going to be cracks.
Right.
And that foundation is going to fall.
So what happens? How do we repair? How do they go back and repair that then?
For me, mm-hmm. I do a lot of alone time
mm-hmm.
and reflecting on how this became my situation at this moment, and listen for the guidance.
Right.
And I try to get as deep as I can so I can clear it and ask why. Okay, now I get it. This is why I am the way I am. I no longer have to be this way. So for me, it's getting deep, the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I want to thank everybody that has mirrored that I had to look at and look
I'm
at myself.
I'm so proud of you for saying that. And so thankful you just said that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause a lot of people don't want to say thank you for showing me what I need to see in me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you that I needed to change this about me
right.
to be able to mm-hmm. understand other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had somebody say to me one time, Bree, you need to bring yourself down to other people's level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was like, I need to what? You know,
right.
I thought about this, right?
Right.
And I talked to our friend Trace about it, right?
Okay.
And so I talked to a lot of people about it. I go, bring myself down to the level. I want people to raise their vibration above my level.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I also have to explain it in a way they're going to understand it, though.
Well, yeah, because if you don't, it's just Chinese.
Right. So when I'm doing like a private class, it's different when I only have one or two students mm-hmm. there. It's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been in my seminars
mm-hmm.
where I am at the level of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and they're able to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I mean by Chinese is it's just a different, they don't understand the different languages
right.
that you're trying to explain to them. And they're not going to get it unless you explain it in easier steps.
Right.
For them to grasp on to what you're trying to mm-hmm. say. I mean, you can say, you're getting the mirror effect, and people will just go, okay,
so
what does that
how
mean?
Do you explain the mirror effect then very simply and easily for people to understand for the basics? It's kind of like advanced basics we're mm-hmm. teaching today.
Well, I say if I find anything wrong, if I believe there's something wrong with you,
uh-huh.
I have to come back and go, okay, if I believe this and if I see this in her, then it's in with me.
Right. But what if you see something in that person, or let's say you see something in me
mm-hmm.
and you're noticing it
mm-hmm.
and you go back and you find out it's not you as a teacher, because
right.
you're a teacher now.
Right.
Okay. What would you come back and say to me? So I'm the one with the problem then.
Well, I've had that done to me too. That I still had to look because I didn't think I was doing it.
Right.
You know, and I had to look at me and go, okay, I can see where that comes from. Okay, now I'm going to work on not doing that.
Okay, but as teachers, we have
right.
a responsibility as especially with, you know, mm-hmm. how do I say this? I'm just going to say it simply, as teachers, we have a responsibility for what we bring out on the airwaves,
right?
Whether we're in a seminar, whether we're doing it on the radio, whether we're sitting in my house with mm-hmm. other people or anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
we have that responsibility to make sure that our information is accurate and correct to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing spiritual teaching,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is, if it's not of the highest of light and integrity,
right.
you know, you better make sure that information you're giving people are right. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if you came back and told me, Bree, I see this, and this issue, and I really have a problem with it,
mm-hmm.
I would have more respect for someone to come to me to say, I see this in you,
mm-hmm.
and can I help you fix it?
Right.
Because sometimes we forget we have to fix it too on us.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many degrees we have. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter what we've done,
mm-hmm.
how many books we've written, whatever.
Right.
You know, we still learn every day.
Right.
So the Ascended Masters also are learning. They left the planet, and they're still working and doing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are incarnated because mm-hmm. there are 144,000 Ascended Masters that are back in body.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to remember, and they're learning now too.
Right.
So
right.
That's the one thing that I really want people to understand, that, you know, don't, if you see something in someone, talk to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just let it go and say, okay, I'm going to let this go, and that's their problem. How do you know you're not their angel in disguise?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, a mirror is a really great thing to have, and I have several around the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I have to look at it and say, okay, I need to look at me. What's going on with me today?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So how many of us can say, today, we started off with my dogs barking.
Right.
Threw us completely off. But now we're able to bring it back to mm-hmm. where we need to be.
Yep.
And, you know, we're just kind of going by the hip on this one and having fun. So we need to take, I can't talk again.
No, you're fine.
Take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the Mirroring Effect.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back, everyone. So you had some questions.
Yes, I have a question. What happens if you ignore these mirror effects that people are placed in front of you?
Wow, that's really a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I ignored a couple.
Yeah.
And I learned some hard lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to look at yourself in these ways that people, I mean, we were brought up to basically look at other people's opinions about yourself. And
I'm so glad my mom was different.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful.
Yeah. There's a song, Blurry Face,
right.
I Care What You Think.
Right.
It's, you know, that for me, an example is that you take from what they think about you and put it, oh, that's part of me then.
Right.
So sometimes it's really hard for people to look at themselves and go, oh, okay. And when they don't look at themselves, this is where a lot of bad can happen.
So I'm going to use this for an example. I have an ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of us have them.
Yes, including me.
Okay. So he wanted me 120 pounds.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I look ridiculous at 120 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody had said something to me. Why are you destroying your body to make him happy?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the spiritual stuff, right?
Right.
I'm thinking I'm eating healthy, doing everything
right.
Doing
everything right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I really wasn't. I was destroying myself.
Right.
And when I realized that, changes were made real quick.
Uh-huh.
That one, I had no problem with.
Right.
But then there were sometimes that somebody would bring something up about me, and I didn't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized later, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to change this about yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was straight into meditation,
mm-hmm.
straight to a park, wherever I need to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I lived before I came here, going out in the mountains, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it was snow till June,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, be able to go out there and be out in nature constantly
mm-hmm.
was such an effect where I was able to say, okay, I need to look at this. Nature's my comfort zone. You know
right.
that.
Yes.
And, but if I did not look at it, there'd be a backlash and I would not feel comfortable for days
mm-hmm.
till
mm-hmm.
I really looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
You brought something up about if you wake up angry.
Yeah. What for me, it's like if you wake up angry in the morning and you step out the door, that's what you're going to get for the rest of the day. Is that a mirror effect?
Yes. And why is the reason you woke up angry, though?
That's when you become a thinker and go, what has caused me to even have these feelings? Are they my own? Are they somebody else's? That's a
right.
thinker.
So, but at night, our consciousness leave our body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're out doing work,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's everybody. That's
right.
not,
mm-hmm.
even people that aren't like-minded, they're out doing work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you come back from a battle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come back from being scolded? I mean,
right.
who knows? I
right.
know my mom
right.
likes to scold me in sleep state sometimes,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Quit being so picky on yourself. You know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, so you need to clean that up right away.
Right.
So what I recommend people do is mm-hmm. take a shower.
Yeah.
Go in the shower, visualize all the colors of the world, which have got its colors, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Pink, purple, blues, mm-hmm. greens, yellows, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there's a red goddess too.
Mm-hmm. You've called it the rainbow shower.
The rainbow shower.
Uh-huh.
So you have all those colors around you. Bring the rainbow shower through and around you.
Right.
Down you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've yelled in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've singed in the shower and
mm-hmm.
I can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other times I've just meditated by standing in the shower and releasing everything that I took in at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because
See,
if you don't release that before
this is easy work. This part is easy because it just takes an intention to say, I'm going to feel better.
Right.
And let them do the work to feel better. And even if you only feel better for 2 minutes, redo it. I mean, that's teaching yourself that this stuff really works.
Right.
And you know, if you feel better in 4 minutes, then you know, the 2 minutes, it's working. We all want gratification, you know, instant gratification, but this stuff takes work. But it's fun work, and there's
no instant gratification in this work.
No, there isn't.
And if people say that there is, or I'll have to argue that with them.
Well, we've been trained to have, you know, instant gratification. This is why we give up so easily. This is why we practice things, and when they work, we don't practice them anymore, and we go backwards.
Right.
So this is...
You are absolutely correct.
So, you know, ground yourself, you know, the rainbow shower. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to feel it work, even if it's just for a few minutes for you at that time. But once you are practicing this for yourself continuously, you're not doing it so much because it lasts. You're feeling it. It's going. You're now with the flow. You may not have to do it all day.
So what happens? Here's a question I got for you, Steph. What happens if you wake up with this anger?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being loving to your animals? No.
Mm-mm.
Are you being loving to yourself?
No.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be this full blown out anger. It's just kind of fidgety anger, right?
Uh-huh.
If you go outside and you're meeting with people, are you affecting other people with that anger?
Yeah.
Even though you could be smiling and everything,
they don't know. I mean, it's still a vibration. You're still playing. I mean, you can't hide from, I mean, you can put a smile on your face, but you can't hide from yourself.
No. And you cannot hide that vibration.
Yes, and even you're not going to be able to hide it from other people, especially the ones that are awake. They're going to know, and they're going to ask.
Right. And, you know, the one thing where I caution people on with that is we do not have permission to see other people's vibrations.
Exactly.
But it doesn't take a psychic to read body language.
Yes, right.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're starting on the foundation of yourself,
right,
clearing in the mornings.
Clear yourself in the morning.
Take a couple of prana breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in those golden particles.
Even better yet, before you go to bed at night and go to sleep.
Well, yeah. What have I taught you?
Yeah. Clear yourself. Oh, protect yourself. And, you know, even say to yourself, I am going to have a good day tomorrow.
Right.
Now you got 8 hours or how many hours you sleep a night to work on that. Because
you're like me.
It's only your body that falls asleep.
Right.
Your mind is awake. So now it has 8 hours to work on, I'm going to have a good day tomorrow.
Right.
These are easy steps. It's just sometimes it takes commitment. Well, it takes commitment to keep learning to do this.
And you're absolutely right. I haven't been feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what is going
right.
on?
Right.
And I'm realizing it's shifting the energy in my home.
Uh-huh.
It's doing a lot of affecting my animals, affecting me.
Yes.
My husband's not feeling great. He was
working
clearing
on the floor. Space.
We're clearing the space is right.
For new energy to come in. When you're stagnant, you're going to be stagnant and you cause depression, no eating, overeating, drinking.
Right. Frappuccinos from Starbucks.
Yes.
I mean, come on, think about it.
You start doing the stuff that you don't want to do.
Right.
But you're giving yourself permission to do them. Well, you also give your permission to say, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. Get in yourself, get with your guides, creator source, and ask for the help. And like I said, the first 2 minutes could be help. Just keep doing it and you will move forward.
Right. But, the one thing, a lot of people have asked me, you know, I've always brought up stones, right? And my crystals.
Uh-huh.
And I've gone, wait a minute. Why am I not wearing as many of them as I used to? I don't need the protection.
Right.
But do I still need the stones for my own personal life to wear?
Yes.
So it's a form of protection that is leaving us now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not having to go ahead and say, okay, well, we need to protect all the time. But for the ones that are starting at the basics, and I call it advanced basics, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they still need that. They still need these things, you know. So what's kind of going on with them, you think?
Well, I think that the more, if I understand your question right, the more that we work on ourselves, the more I think we become thinkers of our own.
Right.
And we get to work on ourselves. And now is your question is when you work on yourself this much and then you don't have to work as much because it's already changing in you, or
I think we work as much no matter what,
but no matter what. There is no, I don't have to do this anymore.
No.
And I've heard that a lot from other people.
You know, and that irritates me.
I'm like, I don't have to ground, or I don't have to call in my guides.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
You don't have to call on your guides all the time. If you can fix it personally yourselves, but it always helps to have a little
help. I keep them around. I have a whole council of guides with me, and they're with me all the time. I don't go nowhere with them. I'm in the car with them. I have conversations.
But to say you don't have to ground anymore,
no,
protect yourself anymore, that's basic learning of what we have to do to be here on this planet.
But we're in the fifth dimension now.
Right. Okay.
So those that have rose into the fifth dimension, the 51% of us that are raising into the fifth dimension.
Okay.
Okay. We still have to ground. We still have to do certain things. But we don't have to do it as heavy as we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken a lot of us a lot of work to get there.
I used to meditate like 3 hours a day and then ask and then go, did I meditate enough? Did I meditate enough? You know, this was at the beginning.
Right.
And now I can go outside and ground myself and meditate in 5 minutes.
You know,
and
it's
get connected.
Right. And it's really funny because I've had a hard time grounding in my house, right?
Right.
So we redid the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not bright and shiny in there, right?
So not only grounding yourself, you're grounding the space
correct.
You live in.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's
I like that.
Because
I
the
like
house
that.
Has to be grounded wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you're renting a place, you can't really go in and change, you know, carpet and tile stuff, but you can grid it with different crystals.
Mm-hmm.
You can
or
make it where it's for you.
Right.
You know, and start from the floor up.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about an altar?
You know what? I want to talk about that. We need to take a short break.
We'll
be back with me talking about an altar.
Woo!
See you in a few.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Expressed on this program are those of the hosts.
Yes. The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia Show.
So you had a question for me.
Altars.
Yes.
What is an altar?
Wow, it's a sacred space.
Yes.
So on my altar, I have the male, female energy. So okay. I was able to find a female fairy and a male fairy, which is very unusual to find.
Okay.
Okay. So on the right-hand side, I have the male, on the left-hand side, female.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the middle, I have a very large charging crystal.
Okay. Okay. But you don't need these things.
No, but this is for me.
This is for you.
Okay.
So when people are building their own altar,
they can do it their own way. So I'm just going to kind of create what I do. So then I have, on one side of it, I have a clear quartz sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have blizzard stone, which is a grounding stone. It's called gabbro, but they've named it several different names. So the closest one would be blizzard stone, which is of the male energy.
Okay.
So you know, with me being all female energy, I have to have somewhere where it's balanced for me, right?
Right.
Okay. And then I have a bell.
A belt?
A bell.
A bell.
A bell. Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was my mom's. So that's there. And then I have my staging area. You know, so if I'm going to do incense or whatever, right? And then I have a couple of Amazon. But, and sometimes I take that all apart and then sometimes I put water there. No. So an altar is a sacred space where you can go and do your meditations, or you can sit there and just think,
right,
and let all the energy run through you, and find out exactly what you're needing, and give reverence. This is where I have to say this right now: give reverence to Mother Goddess Gaia, to Source, to the Ascended Masters.
And reverence is
honor. Okay. That's one of the universal laws.
Yeah.
And so people are saying, you talk so old, right? For reverence, right? I'm saying reverence, right? That I've been like that since I've been a child.
Right.
So I use the words I'm used to using, right?
Right.
And so, but you want to honor and respect all of them, but you also want to thank them.
Right.
Where a lot of people take, and some people may get upset what I'm going to say, is sometimes they take it for granted.
Yeah.
And it's sad because a lot of times they're just thinking, okay, I called in my guides. I've called in all my guardians. No, but your guides are behind you. And some of them are crying.
Right.
Why do you think they could be crying?
Because you're not doing your job or you get off your path.
Or could it be because you called them in, but you didn't ask them what you needed from them?
Right.
So they're standing there wanting to help you.
Oh, I got an example. I was like, call on your guides. And, you know, she had said to me, my next job, I want to have fun in, hopefully is what she said at the end.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, I said, okay, listen, your guides are listening to you and they're writing down, okay, she wants a job that's going to be fun next time. You know, she's looking for a job that's going to be fun. And then she says, hopefully. So they're writing down, okay, she wants a job that's going to be fun, and they're waiting, and then they hear, hopefully. Hopefully? What can you do with hopefully?
Right, right.
Now they're just back to, now I don't know what to do for her, because hopefully isn't really, that's hopefully. No. They just want to hear, I want a job that will be fun. Don't put hopefully on there, because then you give doubt.
That's very true.
Right?
Very, very true.
Okay.
So no, you don't want to put hopefully at anything.
No.
Like people would say, I surrender. Okay. Well, I don't surrender. I release or I accept.
Oh, I like that.
Because surrendering, you're making a contract.
Oh.
So if you're wanting to make a contract, you're going to accept. But if you surrender, you know, there could be a little problem with that contract. So you want to double check it. So that's one thing. I've had a lot of calls where people have said, I want to make a contract. I want to do this. I want to do that. I said, well, have you done these basic steps first?
Right.
No, I did not know I needed to do that first.
Right. Right.
One, a lot of us are being assigned new guides.
Right.
During this golden age now that we're in, right? Okay. So if we're having these new guides, you're having to do a new contract.
Okay.
So you need to make sure this is what you want. Are these the guides you want for you?
Right.
And
can guides get lazy?
You know, I don't think they get lazy.
I guess that's not the right.
It depends on us.
Or that, can they hang around after you have learned a lesson? Do guys have their own set agenda of helping you on that certain subject or problem? And once that is taken care of and you're healed? And do you guys,
oh, yeah,
can
I'm
a new
there.
One come?
I'm going, I'm sorry. You guys can't see me shake my head. Yes, that's very true.
And can that one leave and a new one come in then?
Several of them can do that.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened with me where I've lost all my guides and only had two.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I have all these new guides and I'm going, what the heck?
Right.
You know, but it's really important that you pay attention to what you're saying to your guides.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to your guides. So today, after we're done with the show, I'm going to be working on my house tomorrow, right? And I will ask my guides to help me to lay whatever picture I want in a certain place or lay another piece of tile down or whatever and stuff. So they help, right? And the right place to be. Right. And so it's like, okay, wait a minute. We're going to do this.
And your guys can help you for the mirror effect too.
Correct.
To see it, to, you know, you can ask, please show me, let my ears be able to hear, see, and push me forward in my new, in a new lesson. Or,
so if you have a mirror in your hand, and you're going to hang it on the wall, okay, what are you going to do with that mirror? Because you know you're going to look in that mirror every day, okay? And how are you going to have your guides help you put that mirror up so you can look at yourself every day, see if there's something that you that you're proud of? That you look beautiful, and that you're perfection. Where would you, what, how would you have them help you hang that mirror?
I would ask my guys to help me to balance.
Correct.
Because I don't want my mirror to be off kiltered.
Right.
Off kiltered.
Because if it's off kiltered and not balanced, what happens?
Things can go downhill.
Right.
Well, you can run into more problems.
Right.
And why not stop it and think, clear it, so you can move on to the next lesson. Those are the beautiful gifts that we get, you know, and gratitude. Send them gratitude.
Right. So every day, what I tell people what I think that they should do is I want them to write down five things that they have gratitude for.
Right.
What are they grateful for? Five things a day.
And it could be as simple as my cat let me pet him.
Right.
And I got to hear my cat purr. It could be just as simple as that.
A phone call?
Yes.
You know? I have gratitude for the radio show. I have gratitude for the flowers outside, you know, that aren't really blooming right now, but you know what I'm saying? We have that gratitude.
Right. And be thankful for even the hard lessons. Because even out of the bad comes good.
Oh, that's so true.
There
was a situation I was in, and I thought I was never going to get through it.
Yeah.
And I got through it.
Right.
And a lot of good things have happened because of that situation. Now, sometimes we have to go through that
to
maybe meet people we're supposed to reconnect with that we had in a past life. And, you know, we'll be talking more about this on their show, but, you know, there's things that we have to sometimes go through that's hard on us.
Yes.
That we keep doing. But with the mirroring effect, I'm going to go back to you real quick, is if something irritates you about someone else, look to see why it's irritating you. And if it's a part of you, go back and take care of it.
Yes.
Don't blame the other person for your problem.
No.
But if it's something that you see and that person that you can help with.
Right.
Help them with love and grace and ease.
It's
don't
also,
rip them apart.
It's really, it's kind to ask if they even want your opinion on it. Right. You know, you might want to ask that too, because sometimes they don't even want to know.
No.
No. So work on your mirror effect. Work, see what you see in other people and work on yourself. Right?
That's so true.
Heal it. Celebrate it.
Thank you.
Once you release it.
Thank you.
Yes.
A lot of people don't celebrate their own lives.
Yeah. Hug yourself.
I know, isn't that fun? When you do that?
Well, I mean, got to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
That's right.
Yep.
So next week, we have a really special guest coming in.
Yes.
Her name is Nicole Lewis Keebler, and she is a life coach.
Oh, great.
She's on the upcoming shows for the Sober Guys show, and we're going to have her on. And she was going to call in today, but her client ran in late. There was a tech message that came through. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And stuff, you know, but she is going to be on.
Great.
She's actually going to be talking about some of this too with us.
Good.
And so you know, that's what's going to be happening. And well, I think we are just about out of time.
Yeah. It's a great one.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And we'll see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. on the Silver Gaia Show.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.